Next on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, it's DeStefano's Den with sports guy TJ DeStefano here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and thisisgold.net. Good morning, sports fans. Welcome inside DeStefano's Den on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, brought to you by Stay in Latrobe. Why stay in a hotel when you can stay in Latrobe? 905 Mission Road in Latrobe. Call 412-601-0706 or email stayinlatrobe@comcast.net. We're on at 7:30 on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS. This is gold.net and the iHeartRadio app. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano, and as always, we're talking sports. Today, we're talking golf with the first coach of the newly formed Hempfield Area Spartans girls golf team, Katie Miller-Gee. Coach, good morning. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, TJ. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to talk with you. I know it's been a while. And actually, my first question before we talk about golf, I talked to you last year. You're going to be inducted into the WPIAL Hall of Fame as part of the class of 2020. It was delayed, obviously, until this year because of COVID. That's going to be happening here at the end of this month. So just talk about that honor and what it means to you.
Yeah, it's obviously an honor to be named to that Hall of Fame. I mean, there's so many fantastic athletes from Western Pennsylvania. And I mean, if you look back at the football players, I mean, it's pretty impressive. And Darrell Revis is in this class with me this year. And actually pretty cool. Westmoreland County is represented very well.
Yes.
So I'm definitely honored to be in that class. And yeah, it was just kind of a strange, I don't need to say it was a strange year.
Yeah.
Everyone felt it in so many ways. But yeah, we were notified, I guess, kind of early last spring, with the hopes of, oh, in a month or two, like thinking last May or June, they would be able to have the ceremony and banquet. But it will be the end of May. So definitely excited. We were just allowed to have a few family and friends that we could choose. So it's still limited with who can be there in person, but just definitely honored to be there with that group of phenomenal athletes.
Now on to golf. You're a 2003 graduate of Hempfield, where you won a WPIAL title and three state titles while you played on the boys golf team, because at that time there was no girls team at Hempfield due to a lack of interest. Then you went on to the University of North Carolina, played golf there. Talk about how you first got interested in golf and your career in the sport.
So it's funny. Growing up, I just kind of always said my dad had family. My parents had two girls, and I think my dad wanted boys. So it was a basketball hoop in the driveway, and we had bases set up to, you know, learn how to slide in the yard. And had a big enough yard, actually, at my parents' house where we could hit golf balls till we were, you know, so within reason. I have hit the house a couple times, but so it was just always that. Like when we were playing or outside, it was doing something sports related. So just happened to have golf clubs, and we would hit golf balls around the yard. And once I, you know, we were kind of like, am I any good? Is this like, do other kids have this skill level? It was kind of odd at the time. And then honestly, once I was around 10 or 11 years old, we found a few national tournaments to play in, and turns out that I was able to hold my own at that point, even that young at a national level. And it was just kind of interesting. So what we're fortunate though to have is the Tri-State PGA, and I would encourage any junior golfer to play in. Now it's the Isley's Tour. At the time, it was sponsored by King's Restaurants when I played. But they have a fantastic junior series. So that starts at 12 years old. And you can at least get a good feel for some competitive golf and just, you know, build your game and, you know, meet a lot of other young players in the area. So that's definitely how I got started into it. And then once, it kind of showed that there was some skill there. We started to travel to some bigger like national events and getting recruited and attention from some college coaches. So the choice to go to University of North Carolina was pretty easy at the time. It was an easy yes. So I had a phenomenal experience there. But I know you'd mentioned I was the only girl on the boys golf team at Hempfield. Mm-hmm. And what's funny is the school's big enough, and for sure now there is definitely, I think, more of an interest in the game in general for younger kids and girls, too. So I don't know if at the time there was no girls team because of necessarily a lack of interest, but golf's not easy. You know, like,
that's right.
For anyone listening who plays, mm-hmm. I mean, to keep a score and turn that in or post that publicly at the end of your round, I mean, I don't know. That's, like, pretty daunting to a lot of people, and you sort of need, like, a safe space. So to tell a girl, a 14-year-old girl, oh, if you want to play golf in high school, go ahead. Like, play with the boys from the same tees, post your score at the end. Like, that's not the most comforting situation ever.
Yeah.
So I think what's awesome is now that we have this opportunity to welcome girls. And I think the biggest thing, spoke with Brandon Rapp, the athletic director at Hempfield. And I think, you know, we'll obviously feel out who wants to be very competitive. There's a ton of opportunity at the college level and at any level, like, you name it, Division 1, 2, 3, for girls to play and eventually earn scholarship money. There's a lot of opportunity. And then we might have a group of girls who they might not ever want to post a score or play in a match, but to learn to play the game and to be comfortable around the game, I mean, it's something they can do forever. And that's definitely something that I want to foster as well.
You know, Hempfield decided in February to start this girls' golf team. And I know from what I read, and you can tell me some more here a little bit, I saw there's about 10 girls right now on the boys' team. So you're going to be the first head coach of the program. You were named that in April here. And so just talk about how important this program is for the girls and how excited you are to be coaching it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool, though, that they kept inviting girls out to participate on, you know, around the boys team, mm-hmm. and with them and to go to practice. So that's really exciting. I actually only think we have 4 returning. So I think I'm going to spend some time in the school and just have them, you know, anyone interested in golf can come chat, see what they're, how they'd like to approach a spot on the team. So we'll just definitely need to get a few other girls rostered here coming up, which will be, I think, really fun to see who else would be interested to play. And just definitely looking forward to it. It's like I said, it's a bigger school, and the surrounding schools in the area have girls' golf teams. I think it's an awesome opportunity for Hempfield.
Before we did the interview, we talked a little bit about coaching. Now, this isn't your first coaching experience. Talk a little bit about what you've done and how that's going to help you as you take over this head coaching job at Hempfield.
So my very, very first true coaching experience was actually right after college. I was a volunteer assistant for North Carolina's team. So right after I was done with my eligibility as a player, I was still living in Chapel Hill and just spent some time with the girls. And it's funny, from that point, it wasn't a ton of the administrative part of coaching. It was just like pushing them at practice and talking about, you know, preparing for like the next golf course they might be playing at or whatever weather conditions type part of the country they'd be playing in, that type of thing. And obviously a very, very strong skill set of players that we were around at that point. And then it's funny, actually in the area, Western Pennsylvania, I've done just a number of things with the Women's Western Golf Association and junior events and clinics and things like that. And I mean, women's stuff for sure as well. And but then this last season, I coached for Oakland Catholic. A good friend of mine is a coach there as well. And last summer she called me and asked if I would join her as a coach for their girls team. And I was like, Colleen, only because it's you is the reason I would do this. So she's pretty good at twisting my arm. So definitely joined her, and she has a daughter on the team and an awesome group of girls and just an incredible school and program, truly. The athletic director is fantastic and just a very well-run team. And Colleen, I definitely learned a lot from her. I think we're just with like motivating girls and kind of having that younger demographic. So she was just like super into the like little rewards. They would get these little eagles or their mascots, like when they accomplish certain things, and kind of all the just fun little, you know, things to encourage them along the way. Where I didn't, you know, it's funny, my college coach wasn't like that. I went on a high school boys team. So any team experience that it was as a player was like, suck it up, just get it done. You know, but there wasn't like a ton of just like the fun little things to go along with it to keep you motivated. So definitely learned some stuff there from Colleen that we'll try to use and see what the girls like. And I think too, just seeing what they need. I think golf is such an individual sport. That's mm-hmm. like the crazy thing about a team aspect. So we did a lot of that at Oakland Catholic as well. So a lot of the girls were at different levels or goals that they had set for themselves. So the only thing that's team about golf is at the end, you just like add all the scores together.
Yeah.
So there's nothing really team about it. Otherwise, like you're not even really, well, you could play with someone on your team for a match, but for the most part, you're probably not. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of interesting. So you just really have to focus on each person as an individual. And that's what makes the team, a golf team at least, yeah, stronger.
Now talk about this hiring process and how you felt when you found out you got the job.
So I sent that my resume in, and as soon as the article in the paper, I don't even remember when it was like, oh, the Hempfield's going to start a girls' golf
yeah.
team. I got a ton of text messages that day. it was just kind of funny, and I was like, well, I don't know. I mean, I felt, you know, this obviously a commitment to Oakland Catholic, and I just didn't want, I'm like, Hempfield's the only place I would consider going to, because it was my alma mater.
Yeah.
So, sent that, responded with a resume, and it was actually after that, it was a little bit of a quicker process here towards the end of April. And I just went in for an in-person interview with a group in the admin office there, and just went over a few things and experiences that I could bring to the table. And and then Brandon Rapp gave me a call a few days after that and asked if I would join the coaching staff. So it was, definitely honored to be there and to have accepted the position.
Now, how do you go about building a brand new program? I mean, what's your vision for it? What are your goals?
So I just hope, like, what I would love to do, I would just want to get an idea, like, the girls who are currently there, kind of the scores that they're shooting, where they individually want to improve their games. And then, I mean, it's funny, so I'll have to kind of recruit in a way. Well, I would say recruit within the walls of Hempfield.
Yes.
So I am going to go to school. Brandon, yesterday, I guess we were talking a little bit about how he could make an announcement like this on the school announcements and say, oh, sometime during the week to talk about if they're interested in the golf team to come, you know, they can come meet me or however they need to set that up with, obviously within COVID rules, and to be able to talk to some of them. But I definitely want to be able to make it a very safe place for girls who are interested in golf. Like, if you don't want to post a score and you need to pick it up and throw it every once in a while, totally fine. And then we're going to have the group of girls who are really eager to go and competitive, and they want to play in the matches and potentially want to play in college. So I won't let them pick it up and throw it, but I think we're going to have a very wide range of what the players want to get out of the program. And I think that's what's actually going to build it. If we go into it like, oh, and it's funny, actually, my interview with Oakland Catholic last year, I think they were afraid I was going to be intense. as a player and to myself, I absolutely am.
Yes.
But what's funny is, like, I guess I've learned so much over the years with, like, if it's not fun and you're not comfortable, like, people don't want to play. I mean, I think that's why kids play high school sports. They want to be part of a team, and they want to have that camaraderie, and they want to feel accepted, and they want to have a great place to go and to focus their energy. And that's what I want to create. So we won't be doing push-ups at golf practice, but you know, I just want to make sure that any girl of any skill level or whatever her goal might be feels like they can come and join us.
I would sign up if you're going to let people throw the ball. That would be, you know, I could do that.
I mean, it's just, Carol, if you're a beginner and you found yourself in an awful high grass behind it or whatever, I mean, just let's get out of there. That's not fun.
I'm all for that. we are talking with Hempfield Area Girls Golf Coach Katie Miller-Gee on DeStefano's Den. We're brought to you by Stay in Latrobe on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, thisisgold.net, and the iHeart Radio app. You said there's four players right now. Talk about the players right now, Katie. You know, what you know about them and, you know, what their level of play is.
So what's funny is I haven't had much, now obviously with the high school sports, and I've had a bunch of my clearances through Oakland Catholic already. I still have to complete some things. Actually, it's like odd on public, so very public school, a few different clearances there than what I had to do with a private school, but that's just major details. So other than just that, there are a couple of the girls who I know that they play in some of the tri-state events. The junior series that I mentioned earlier, they'll very efficient on the golf course, and I have no doubt that I could help them put together a resume to potentially play at a school. And I think a couple of them might be interested actually at playing at Seton Hill. So we'll just, as soon as I'm cleared to get together with them, it's just a little bit of a process.
Yeah.
I was officially hired until I can really chat with them and we can get together and see where everyone lies. But I do think that group that is currently there, we'll be able to just hopefully improve and all season long and have fun with it. And I do think that this will be a fantastic start to, I do truly think, a strong golf program in the section.
Yeah, and we talked a little bit there earlier. You know, this gives girls more opportunities to compete. Also, they're going to get to compete for more individual titles, which isn't the case when a school doesn't have a team. So how big is that for the girls to just have more opportunities to compete in general?
Yeah, it is huge. So on a boys' team, if the school only has a boys' team, you can send one girl individually to the postseason. So when I was on that Hempfield boys team and I was the only girl, that wasn't an issue. Like, I would go. It's not like I stopped anybody else from going or hurt someone else's opportunity. So I was able to go and compete as an individual. Now, if you have a girls team, you can send more than one. So now, like, the whole team, I think you can send five. So the whole team can go and compete in that section, qualify for WPILs, and then move on and qualify for states. So that is a very big deal. And now, it opens up a ton of opportunity because that's, you know, you get a lot of exposure there. And even at the qualifier that I attended with Oakland Catholic last year, I mean, you've got coaches from W&J and Seton Hill and some colleges, like local schools around that, you know, you've got some seniors out there, and the coach at the end of the day may walk up to him and say, you know, I love the way your attitude, the way you handled yourself on the golf course, and would love to chat about, you know, your future or what your college plans might be. So it's definitely a huge opportunity because those college opportunities are out there for girls.
Definitely. Now, where will you guys practice, play home matches? I know that's obviously a question. We have a lot of great courses in this area.
Yeah, so we're at Greensburg Country Club, which is great.
Yes.
Chuck is the head pro there. Great guy and super gracious. Like, very thankful that he is willing to have us out there. But they have a number of other teams. So it's obviously the Hempfield boys team. Jeanette plays there and Pitt Greensburg. So I definitely want to, you know, respect a lot of traffic. So we may try to find a driving range just because we're playing all of our matches there, and we'll play there for practice a day or two a week, I would think. But if, you know, we may try to switch it up and go to a driving range one day or do some other things. I mean, it's funny. There's plenty of just like rules stuff right before sections, like just so that the girls are comfortable if an official's around or what they need to do there. So there's just a lot more to it than just playing. So we might do some stuff like that. I even thought about recently had a trainer of mine got into juggling just for like hand-eye coordination. So there's a lot of other things that we can just kind of work into practice that's not like specifically hitting a golf ball. So I definitely want to be able to switch it up a little bit and try to, you know, keep their attention that way.
That's good. That's good. Now, what's the plan as you prepare for this upcoming season? Again, you know, it's your first year as the coach there. It's the first year there's a program. I mean, how do you plan for it? And what are the goals for this first year?
So in terms of, I don't really have like a, finish this in a section, do something like that. Like, I really don't have a quantitative goal like that. But I really just want to get to know the players and what experience they want to have. Because I feel like we can take it any direction. I mean, if they want to push it hard and work on their swing and pound golf balls every day, let's do it. If they want to learn more about plotting their way around the golf course, like where can we, you know, use this home course advantage to our advantage. Greensburg's pretty challenging.
Yes.
So, you know, we of course are going to work on things like that. I just really want to be able to get to know the players and the parents too. So Oakland Catholic, we made this like survey and it was just kind of like, do you like pressure? Are you kind of neutral about it? Do you get really nervous? How far do you hit certain clubs? Like, where areas that they want to improve, areas that they think they're pretty efficient at. I just really want to try to get to know them and their games. And then from there, I think we'll be able to, you know, as I said, like, it's so individual.
Yeah.
So I really need to like learn each individual to make the team stronger. So I kind of think that's definitely where I'm going to start and kind of see how they like to practice and what they like to do, and just kind of really communication, I think, is going to be like the biggest thing, instead of just jumping in there and like, oh, we're just going to play nine holes every day, because I just don't really know that that's the best way to help each of them get better.
Now, you guys are going to be in a section with Indiana, Franklin Regional, Connellsville, Pentrafer, Norwin, and Gateway. You know, thoughts on this section? Do you know anything about these teams, or, you know, and how they play and how good the competition's going to be?
So, not like in, when I say in terrible details, that's like the one thing with golf that's interesting. I was more interested in the golf courses we'll be playing. So,
yes.
I think Greensburg is the most challenging. So, that home course and scores will be higher there. There's no doubt about that. But the other courses that we'll be playing and how to manage those. So, I actually kind of wanted to get out to some of them myself. Yeah, I've played them, but not. Mm-hmm. Not either recently or to the detail that I want to be able to take notes and help the girls plan their way around those golf courses. So that the other thing with golf is it's just controlling what you can control. So it's not like, you know, in football where I can just tackle you if you're, you know, and making a move. So I just really think with us, with like preparation and planning and knowing the golf courses and just hitting each, like really focusing on each shot, what the girls might be working on in their swing or pre-shot routine, that kind of thing. And if we can focus on those things, that's really all you can ask for at the end of the day. So when we add up those numbers, I know that they will be good if we can accomplish some of those other things. And that's basically, you know, that's how we'll be able to do well.
And you guys are in a section with some local teams, so that's always good to keep those local rivalries going, because in this day and age in sports, you're not seeing as many of the, you know, the local teams being able to play.
Yeah, I do love that. It's funny. You don't want to see it as much in golf. I mean, I guess I do kind of remember, like, Franklin was good when I was in high school. Their number one player played in college. Great player. Same with actually Indiana. A friend of mine played on that team and led that crew. So that's what was definitely kind of interesting. But it doesn't necessarily align with like the basketball and football rivalries that are obviously familiar with. So very different. But yeah, it is pretty cool. And that's the other thing. Like, they'll see, like, the kids on those teams will see each other at some of the tri-state events or local events. And then it is really cool whenever you get to the next level at sections and WPILs and kind of watch them get out, you know, get out of the section too and see how far they can go.
Now, how much golf are you playing these days?
So I say sort of a good bit. I just competed in the U.S. four ball last week in Dallas, mm-hmm. and that is a USGA national championship. So USGA events are, they obviously they host the U.S. Opens, the U.S. AMs, and then they have like a U.S. mid-AM, which is 25 and older. So that's always one that I compete in. And then this four ball is you have a partner, and it's been going on for, it started 6 years ago. I've actually played in all six national championships. So pretty cool. My partner played at the University of Virginia, and a great player. And yeah, we did well. We qualified fifth out of stroke play, and then you get into a match play bracket. So lost in match play, but for that one, you got to get to like the final four to get any exemptions and stuff out of it. So definitely proud of our, still proud of our performance. And it was a really difficult golf course and super windy. Definitely encouraging that performance.
And now, finally, before we go, you play, you're playing golf all over the place. What's your favorite course locally, and then, you know, in the country or wherever?
So, locally, I think I have to say Oakmont. My husband is the head pro there.
Yeah, that would be good. Yes, that course is a beast. Obviously,
it's a beast. And when my only hesitation, and I think it's my favorite, is just basically because it beats you up. So it's your favorite that you walk out of there with like a whoa, what just happened kind of feeling every time. So it's as challenging at its most difficult course in the country. There is no question. I'll say it. USAM's coming up this summer in August. So the USAM will be there. Next US Open is in 2025, and you will hear literally those are the best men in the country, and they will say it's the hardest golf course they've ever played. So kind of crazy. It's in Western PA.
Yeah.
definitely cool to have that one in our backyard. And around the country, I don't know, I've been fortunate to play some pretty cool spots. One of the U.S. four balls that I played was at Bandon Dunes, so a spot out in Oregon, and it's absolutely incredible if you ever get the chance to go out there. Fisher's Island is a really, really cool spot, private club in New York. It's on a little island right off of Rhode Island and New York there. That's quite something. And for the first time ever, I played in Europe last summer. So in Scotland, and that's everything that's tracked up to be for sure, including the rain and the wind. So pretty awesome. So that's definitely, I would say some of the highlights for sure that I've been fortunate enough to play.
Well, Katie, thanks for coming on again. Congratulations on your Hall of Fame induction and also getting the job as the head coach of the girls golf team at Hempfield. Best of luck, and we'll talk again soon and see how things are going for you there.
Thanks, TJ. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome, and it was a pleasure to have you. That was Hempfield area girls golf coach Katie Miller-Gee. That does it for DeStefano's Den this Saturday morning, brought to you by Stay in La Trobe. Why stay in a hotel when you can stay in La Trobe? 905 Mission Road in La Trobe. Call 412-601-0706 or email stayinlatrobe@comcast.net. You can like DeStefano's Den on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter at SportsGuy1480. I'm your host, TJ DeStefano. Have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next Saturday here on Westmoreland Saturday Morning.